Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From the City of Angels in Los Angeles, welcome to all my caregivers out there in Radio Land. I'm Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, at CaregiverDave.com. And we're also coming to you live and on demand 24-7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks on 26 global audio and video platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio. I mean, the list goes on and on. In fact, we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast of the top 50 on Player FM and number two on FeedSpot out of the top 60. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Caring for self while caring for others with emotional freedom techniques, EFT tapping. Now, it's not uncommon to take on the stress of others in our care, including that of our partner, to the detriment of our own well-being. Although this is true for anyone, women in particular are good at giving to others, but not always receiving. Unless caregivers are intentional about choosing to replenish their own energetic sustenance, they will not be able to be there for others in the way that they would like to be. EFT tapping is a great tool to assist with self-regulation and filling up one's cup. And if you're like me, you don't know too much about it, and you're going to learn a lot today. But before we get started, I do want to take this moment to thank my last week's guest, Emily Gold-Mears, who's a citizen scientist, research analyst, biohacker, and author. And you can listen to that interview and all our interviews, including this one, on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of the other 26 global networks that I mentioned earlier. Okay, enough of that. Monique, welcome on the Caregiver Dave Show.
So great. Hey, thanks, Dave.
I always like to ask my guests, who is Monique Verport and why was she placed on this earth?
Well, that is one of those questions that should come like just fly off the tongue, right? But, I am somebody who is just really passionate about people just having greater acceptance of where they are in life. Being able to, no matter what life throws you, still have the ability to cope and keep that sense of humor and well-being. And I think that's kind of something I've struggled with a lot in my life, Dave, which is why, you know, I'm at this point, I'm in my 60s right now, and it's taken me like decades to kind of get here. But I just feel almost like an evangelist in a good way, you know, in the sense of wanting people to know about self-healing modality that is helpful. So that's part of who I am. That's not everybody I am, but I just am a lover of life, and I'm a lover of people and animals. And I think really that probably defines me as best I can.
Well, you look great for being in your 60s. I'm in my 60s also.
Oh, okay. Good. The best years, right?
Pardon?
The best years, they say.
Well, let me think about that.
Yeah.
The best years. In a way, they are my best years, yes. In a way, I wish I had my younger body to enjoy the best years in my life, yes. Anyway, let's talk about dealing with feelings of needing to be on call, which is very common for a caregiver. Mm-hmm. And we know those feelings very well because we experience them every single day. And we feel responsible. And we have symptoms like exhaustion, frustration, resentment, inadequacy, guilt. Don't forget the guilt. Mm-hmm. And how this impacts caregivers on various levels, emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical. Talk about that. How do we deal with all that stuff?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, I have great respect for caregivers. I want to come out and say that I am a caregiver in the sense I'm a parent. I am not a caregiver in the sense that I have you know, 24/7 caregiving responsibilities for somebody. So
every
parent
is a caregiver, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But there have been moments in my life where I have been more involved in caregiving for an older parent. But that's why I say I have respect for people that do this or in a position that they are on all the time, you know, with somebody in their care, because, you know, as you said, there are so many emotions tied to that. And it's so multi-layered because, you know, we often give care to people that we love. Yeah. And, you know, part of this, of course, is very happy to do that. But of course, we're human beings, and there's another part of us that just, it can be exhausting, and it can take up a lot of our energy, and we don't have a lot, you know, left to give. And sometimes maybe not doing things in exactly the way we feel they should. You know, there's a lot of shoulds for caregivers. You know, maybe I should be doing more, and I'm not. So yeah, the guilt's for sure. You know, maybe I didn't respond as nicely as I could have in a given situation because I was feeling irritated and I just wasn't at my best. So, you know, those are just a couple of emotions that, that caregivers, would go through. And, so that whole intro that you talked about in terms of like filling up your own cup, I mean, we hear this all the time. It's almost a cliche, right? You know, you get on the airplane, you put on your mask first before you give it to your child.
Yep.
But, you know, it's such an important element. I know you talk about it all the time on your show, so nothing new. But I think what I wanted to bring to it was that extra aspect of looking at, you know, one's body and one's mind and spirit as an energetic system. And there's only so much energy that we have available to anything or everybody. So we have to make sure that we are full ourselves. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about your EFT tapping.
Yes.
That's a new term for me. I mean, I don't get around very much, but that's the first time I've heard of it, and I'd love to hear what it is.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm excited to talk about it. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and that implies that, of course, it's a strategy, if you will, a modality that really helps when tapping on certain acupoints on the body. So we're looking at thanks to our, you know, Asian, you know, the Chinese, Korean, and
acupuncture,
so forth.
Yeah.
Yes, acupuncture, which says we have basically 14 meridian or energy transport systems that go through our body. They're linked to different organs. And the definition of health and vitality is when these energy transportation systems, these meridians, they are flowing well throughout the body. And that is, it results in sort of that vitality, that life force. So that's another way of thinking about energy. If your listeners aren't really catching, you know, what you mean by energy, it's sort of the life force. It's what it's what keeps our heart beating and you know, keeps us going. So, and we know when it's not there, we don't have life force when we pass on. So it's keeping those energetic resources flowing in a good way. And so with emotional freedom techniques, we tap on these acupoints. And maybe, you know, for those people who are actually able to see this, it's hard, you know, just to kind of seize where they are, but they're points mainly on the face and the upper torso. And so, you know, they are sort of where the eyebrows meet right here at the side of the eye. There's bones right under the, yeah, if you tap along there, Dave, right under the eye. You know, there are bones there too. So these are all points. They're like these little indentations on top of, you know, that sit on these bones. Under the nose, under the lower lip, so on the chin. And then we have the collarbone point, which is if you take your fingers and you kind of meet where the point where they begin, and you go over about 1 inch, like here, and you'll notice if you rub, so you can tap, you can rub, you can touch, they often feel sore. So I don't know if you're having that experience now, but that's usually where a lot of stress accumulates in the body. Absolutely. In those points. Yeah.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Yeah, it would. And then 4 inches below the
self-defensive mode. for somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then 4 inches below the armpit is another point on both. And you could do one side of the face, you could do both, but it's just, it's a form of acupressure, right? Acupuncture without needles, acupressure.
Are we giving ourselves massages in these points? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you can, so there's tapping, which is hence the name. Some people find that too jarring. So it's like sort of 5 to 7, you know. But the other alternative, you can touch and breathe. And I love this one, especially at night. If people have problems like sleeping, what happens when you do this? Kind of breathe in deeply while you touch these points. You breathe out. It sends a calming message to the brain's amygdala, the emotional center of the brain that is that threat detector that looks out for perceived threat. And so when you touch these points, it actually sends that calming message to the amygdala in the brain that tells your body, you're safe, right? Because it's look out for things that are unsafe. You're safe. Everything's okay. And it actually puts the body back into that parasympathetic rest and digest state. So that is the first very cool thing about it, because it doesn't take long. You can do a couple of these rounds and you start to yawn. Yawning's a big one.
Yeah.
Crying. Like this. Laughing sometimes. That's something I start to laugh sometimes, because it's just a release of that kind of energy, because it's that stress energy, but it's the tension. And so that's one aspect. So I love it, because anybody, and you know, we talk about caregivers, but those being looked after, this is great for them too. Right? You know, everybody could really benefit from that. And so that's one piece of it. The other piece is the emotional piece. So there it was kind of the physiological, but the emotional piece is great, because it's a great preventative method for people that are starting to feel like, okay, things aren't going great. I'm getting really irritated. I'm getting upset. I'm afraid. I'm frustrated. I feel guilty. Whatever it is, you insert the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you, with your mind, you think about that emotion, or you tune into it, right? You just kind of sit with it and you tap on these points, these acupoints. What starts to happen is that emotion starts to become decharged. It's just because it's acting with the brain again to send that calming message. And we like to measure. You may start at a 10 out of 10 and you're going, oh, I'm really, really frustrated right now. You know, I have no time for myself. Everybody's, you know, I'm being pulled in so many directions. I'm just feeling totally overwhelmed. And you can think it or you can say it out loud. Like go, you know, you can go to the washer, into a bathroom, and just kind of start tapping and talking. And it just like, it releases that emotion from the system.
Where did you learn all this stuff?
Oh, I learned this. I don't know if you're familiar with the modality called EMDR. It's sort of, I'm in the social work sort of sphere. I work in children's mental health for the last 20 years. So I was very aware of something called emotional EMDR. I always have to, anyway, EMDR, I can't think of it off the top, but it's a way of working with trauma by using eye movements.
Uh-huh.
And so when I was Googling a little bit more about that, I found EFT, which is more the self-help, which is the beauty of it. You don't have to go to somebody else. You can, if you're working on some, you know, real traumatic, heavily charged emotion. But the beauty is it's so accessible, affordable. You can do it at home. And so that's how I found out about it. And, you know, you go down the rabbit hole and one thing led to another. And then I used it for myself. It helped me so much in many different instances. And I became certified in it because I wanted to really get it out there and be able to help people with it. So
you use it in your work? Do you use it in your work?
I don't use it in my work, but not because I don't want to. I in my work, we do work with families and kids on self-regulation techniques. Emotional freedom tapping is techniques is something I've been trying to get into my organization, and I'm kind of planting seeds, introducing it slowly, getting people aware. But it's something that is kind of my mission to keep doing that, because it's so great for everybody, especially for children. Well, for everybody, but children too. I mean, if they can learn how to self-regulate, you know, at the beginning of their school day, I mean, it just brings these great rewards.
You work for a government or just a huge?
It's an agency. It's an agency that's receives a lot of government funding. But
As you know, caregivers are not known for caring for themselves, and they're burned out most of the time. And 30% of them die before their loved ones do.
I heard that. I heard you say that. That was a wow, astonishing.
Yeah, a wow. And many more become sicker than the ones they care for, hospitalized, and eventually need a caregiver of their own. So maybe there's only 10% of healthy caregivers out there. I think I'm one of them because I'm still alive and I'm not in the hospital. But how do you help the rest of the 90% of the caregivers? And maybe you can't help all of them, but you can certainly try to help as many as you can, to gain perspective on the challenges they face, you know, because they're all going through something. And, they need to prioritize, I think. What's your perspective on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, my perspective is the prevention aspect that I talked about earlier is catching these things as early as possible, tuning into your body, like what's going on in terms of your body sensations. Are you starting to, you know, feel sweaty or is your heart beating faster? Are you feeling flushed? Any of these sort of cues, red flags, if you will, that, hey, okay, your stress level is really starting to go up here, would be the first thing. The self-awareness piece, huge. And then, you know, also like, how am I feeling right now? And being really honest about it and accepting where you are. I think this is the big thing, because we have so many of these expectations about how we're supposed to show up for other people. And when we can't do it, in the way we want to do it, we start hammering on ourselves as well, right? We start saying, okay, like, you know, we start, you know, putting ourselves down, in other words. And I love with the tapping, a built-in sort of protocol is the acceptance. So often, you know, one point I didn't point out, because I don't want to overwhelm people who have never heard about this before, and I just want them to kind of get a sense of what it is. But, you know, when you take it to the next level, and you can do this for yourself, you can say, you know, even though I'm feeling really stressed out or I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now, I accept that this is how I'm feeling, right? And you do it three times. Even though I'm feeling really, really angry and, you know, I don't know what to do in this situation, I accept that.
Your hand's higher so I can see what you're doing.
Oh, sorry. Say it higher? Okay, yeah. So I'm tapping on the side here. Yeah. Just on the side, the fleshy part of my hand.
Is that a special spot?
It's it's sort of, if you take three fingers and you move, so where the pinky is on that side, anywhere in that area, there's an important meridian point that ends. Meridian points are the end points of the meridians, and they appear.
That's interesting, a little relaxing, you know.
Yeah, it really is, you know. And I mean, we're doing this on air now, but if you do this and you kind of really tune in. And just that simple, you know, you speak your truth, you know, even though I feel like
declarations,
I love and accept myself anyway, or I am who I am, and that's okay with me, you know, whatever your own.
So desperately need to be doing these declarations or reciting, I don't know what else to call them. What did you call them?
Declarations is a good word. They're like affirmations, if you will, you know, or intentions. But
they don't hear a lot of good stuff. It's a thankful job. And the one they care for, you know, might be an elderly mother with dementia, and they must, you know, they could be really mean to them. Mm-hmm. And they're just doing it out of love, out of respect, out of, you know, obligation or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they do need a source of good words. And if no one's going to give it to them, they should give it to themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's, I think, that acceptance piece. And I know it's a strange looking thing. You know, if you've never heard of that, like, what do you think, Dave? You've never heard of this. Is this a strange concept for you too?
No, because there are other things that overlap this. And so, you know, like declarations. I truly believe in that. And my partner is an acupuncturist, so I know all about the meridians and that there's, you know, I used to get foot massages from, you know, you see the diagram of the foot. He would push this part of your foot and he said, does your neck hurt? I said, whoa, yeah. You know, it's like we're all connected somehow. Yeah,
exactly.
And exactly. So it's very interesting. And let's talk about the mind, because, you know, that's all part of it, you know, our mind, body, soul, and clarity. As we get older, we get foggy brain and forgetful, mm-hmm. and caregivers, yeah. when they're overwhelmed and sleep deprived, it gets even worse. And how can this help, you know, clarity?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a great question. The thing I love with the tapping thing is, as you said, when you can start to tap on these points and your nervous system kind of decompresses, you start to have access to your prefrontal cortex, right? Because when you're in fight, flight, or freeze, you're just in that stress response. You can't access the thinking brain where all the planning and decision making and everything takes place. It shuts down. So when you can tap on these points and you feel that decompression, and you just, you know, just sigh, and you'll notice that, hey, for starters, you can actually come up with some ideas that maybe weren't there before because you couldn't access them. That would be one piece of it. And the second piece is, because when you tap, you're actually accessing your what's under your conscious. You're under your conscious brain. You're accessing your subconscious brain. So what happens is you tend to get these insight bubbles, I like to call them. This thought that kind of comes from nowhere. It could be your soul. It could be your, you know, your higher self. It could be the divine, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't have to be a, you know, spiritual concept. It is for me, but it doesn't have to be. And you can have these ideas that just normally would not have the chance to come to light because your brain is not, your nervous system is not in a place where it can actually, you know, there's too many hormones coursing through the body, right? Too much of that cortisol that prevents us from really being in a place where we can access our thoughts. So the clarity piece is fantastic. And, you know, you don't need the words. Like, I'm giving you options for the words because, you know, somebody mm-hmm. who wants to do that, I highly encourage it. But words often trip people up and they're like, oh, what did she say? I can't remember. What am I supposed to say? So words are not important in the sense that if you're tuning in, and you automatically are, if you're stressed out, you're tuned in. And if you think about what it is that's bothering you and all you do is tap, you might be really surprised to all of a sudden get these thoughts popping up and you're going, whoa, I never thought of that before. It's the coolest thing. And it opens possibilities where you didn't see them before in terms of maybe you're struggling with some decisions you have to make around your caregiving, you know, or boundaries. Like maybe, you know, you and siblings are supposed to look after a parent and you're taking it on yourself because nobody's stepping up to the plate. Just giving an example here, something that could possibly arise. and that's, so tapping on these points, you could really start to get these ideas, these insights, like, you know what, you have to speak up. You know, you are doing the bulk of the work. Like you have to be true to yourself because this is really killing you. Like, you know, and it provides these, yeah, these insights. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Now, you use the term self-regulation when caring for others. Explain that.
Yeah, okay. So self-regulation is the ability, really, to be present in the moment. And there's a term, it's called your window of tolerance. This was a Dr. Stephen Porges that introduced this. It's the width of your band that you have, your emotional band, to be able to tolerate stress or problematic situations. So people that are very stressed out, often their window of tolerance is very narrow. And so with the tapping, when you can kind of regulate your nervous system in the sense that you're spending more time in that window of tolerance and it's actually getting bigger, so that whatever happens, the same things that happened to you yesterday that really, you know, were extremely stressful and dysregulated you, today, you know, they're not going to impact you as much. You're going to have more internal resources to be able to deal with what comes your way. So that's a regulated nervous system, is a system that really is calm and has access to the thinking part. It's the responding to life as opposed to reacting. That's mm-hmm. the big difference, I think. Does that make sense, Dave?
Yeah. And then there's the word mindfulness that maybe people know what that means or they don't know what that means, but explain that and how that can help.
Yeah. So we know that, you know, when we're in a stressed out state or we're very anxious, we're thinking ahead, you know, what's the future going to bring? What, you know, it's all, you know, the pandemic stuff, right? Like, we don't know what's coming tomorrow. And so it activates our fight flight response in our body often. But when we can actually tap, because for starters, we are sort of focused on the tapping and on these points, and we're doing our breathing. So it's bringing us into that present moment where we're not, our mind isn't going off to tomorrow or focusing on yesterday. It's being right in the moment. And once again, it's providing us with this calm, regulated nervous system so that we can deal with what's happening today in this moment rather than thinking about tomorrow and the day after and that, oh, well, how am I going to do this and what's going to happen? So it offers more opportunities to really be present and say, hey, in this moment right now, things aren't too bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to think ahead till tomorrow because right now I have what it takes to deal with the situation. So okay. It's
caregivers. Sorry for interrupting, but
no
caregivers
problem.
We're running out of time and I want to wrap up everything. Caregivers are notorious for self-defeating and self-sabotaging themselves, things they brought in from the past. How can EFT stop that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I would suggest as a practical activity, I would say, you know, to your listeners, viewers, you know, write down those beliefs that keep going on a loop in your head. Or, you know, sometimes we're not aware of them. That's the trick, right? When we're not actually aware of them. But
the negative declarations that you want to get rid of.
Yeah, the negative declarations. That's a great way of putting it.
Subconscious that they're not even aware of.
Exactly. So let's just say, Dave, why don't you give me one? Give me a negative declaration that you think a lot of your listeners might have.
I'm going to be a caregiver for the rest of my life, stuck in caregiver prison with no possibility of parole.
Okay. That's pretty heavy duty. So I would start with, even though, like, speak your truth, even though I'm going to be stuck in this caregiver prison for the rest of my life without parole, I accept that I feel this way, right? You're accepting, you're not resisting how you're feeling. And there's something about that process. And you repeat that, even though I'm in caregiver prison and there's no parole, I still like who I am, you know, whatever it is, right? And then you go through those points that I talked about. I'm never going to get out of this prison. I'm always going to be stuck
here. And actually, you know, that's not even a true statement because everyone is going to get out. You know, the person will either get better or die, or, you know, caregiving is not permanent. It is temporary. And one day you will be free from the prison. So, you know, it's a lie that I will never get out of this prison, you know?
Exactly. So,
you can add that to your truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Yeah. And just to finish this off. So once you tap through the negative declarations and you start to get some insights or, Monique, maybe that's not so true, you know, write down what it is, like you just said, this too shall pass, or whatever you want to do.
Put it on paper. It's great to see it.
Yeah.
Get it out of the inside and put it out on the outside.
For sure. And then tap it in because you're creating new neural pathways in your brain when you can start tapping in these new, more positive life-affirming affirmations.
You think we should do something dramatic, like take it the paper and burn it, and then it's like gone forever?
Well, that does work for some people. So, you know, whatever works for you, right?
Whatever makes your thing fly, I guess.
Yeah.
So exactly. Raising energy level by working through heavier feelings, emotions. How do we do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
how do we work through heavier feelings, emotions?
Well, there are different ways to do it. So I'm going to give a couple of really easy. I've talked about just tuning in without words was one of them, right? So the other one I gave, you know, the negative affirmations do that. The other one is you can actually rant on emotions. So you tune in. How am I feeling right now? How am I feeling? I'm feeling pissed off. Is that word? You know. So then I can find some privacy. I'm really pissed off right now. I am so pissed off. And you use those swear words, right? Like because it's the words that you feel you can't say, right? It's not correct to say them. But when you're by yourself, you can say it. Let it fly while you're tapping. Because what you're doing, you're releasing the energy behind that emotion. You're getting it out of your system rather than venting. You know, the tapping helps. It's not just venting, but you're actually getting that energy, that blocked energy, to flow through your system. So it's great.
Well, Monique, great answers, great interview. I can't believe how fast this time has gone. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And how can listeners reach you if they want to find out more about what you do, or if you're coming out with a book or something?
Yeah, I have a book called Is This All There Is? Living a Life Beyond Obligation. So this topic really is dear to my heart.
Like Peggy Lee, is that all there is?
That's right. But is this all there is? But at MoniqueVerport.com is my website. And I wanted to say there is a tab, Tapping Tips and Research. So for those people who want to look into this, there's a tapping chart with the points. And there's a little instruction sheet that goes with that. So please just download, a diagram and the instructions. And there's a whole bunch of research because it's an evidence-based modality with a lot of science backing it up. And all a large number of the research studies are listed on my website as well in the same tab.
Great. Thanks again for coming on the show. And to everybody out there, remember, all our live shows become recorded pod and videocast on all your favorite platforms. And my newly released book, Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times, is spreading wisdom all over the world. It's available wherever books are sold and also on my free membership website, caregiverdave.com. And if you join Caregiver Dave Facebook community of 34,000 caregivers, you'll learn all about my Acapulco Villa Caregiver Wellness Retreat and vacation offer to burned out caregivers. We're just trying to keep as many of those 30%ers alive so that they don't die. And if you click the like or follow button on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this interview on, it also helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google's search engine algorithm. So thanks so much to all my listeners out there and all over the world tuning in every Wednesday and making us the number one caregiver podcast on the internet. Until next week, God bless you all, and we'll see you next time. Hey everybody, it's Dave Nassani, otherwise known as Caregiver Dave, and I'm coming to you live from this beautiful Acapulco villa, which I like to say is the perfect prescription for caregiver burnout. And I have a unique opportunity to bring 14 burned out caregivers up here so that they can decompress and do all the things that they need to do. But this is just a bonus. It actually comes with the 6-month Zoom coaching program. It's a one-on-one consult with me, Caregiver Dave, to identify where you are and where you need to go. It's a 6-monthly small group coaching sessions to smash any obstacles between you and your ideal vision of what a caregiver needs to be and caregiver success. You get my 3 free books and instructions on boundaries, grief, self-care, organization, asking for help, learning how to say no, avoiding burnout, avoiding depression, avoiding perfectionism, avoiding isolation, avoiding resentment, delegation, team building, how to have fun, how to have no guilt, the importance of gratitude, and after caregiving, when you're no longer a caregiver. But this 7-day bonus is absolutely free. It comes with the coaching program that you pay for. And the food is all-inclusive. I'm telling you, 7 days and 7 nights here is amazing. This is truly paradise. And I highly recommend it. For more information, go to caregiverdave.com. That's going to send you to my other website. And if you want a shortcut to get there immediately, just go to acapulcodave.com. Thanks again. I look forward to seeing you in Acapulco.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again.